She was a widow in Bridlington, she was the widow of Brid. Small and bonny at 42, with eyes of very unsettling blue. And what she thought she ought to do, she did. Whatever she thought she ought to do, she did the widow of Brid. My only darling's dead, he is, and all my children grown. The house has emptied, all the lovebirds flown. In place of widow's weeds, I let my coal black hair grow long, as glossy as a blackbird's wing. As cocky as his song, she found that she could please herself. She could the widow of Brid. Swim in the sea when she felt hot, stay in bed when she did not. And she began to laugh a lot, she did. To sing and dance and laugh a lot, she did the widow of Brid. And sometimes she would drop the shopping, leave the bed unmade, and sit till evening on the Esplanade. She'd sometimes go to church and call on Jesus by his name. She fed as any blackbird would. Whenever hunger came, she learned to play the violin. She did the widow of Brid. And Saturday night in a drinking shop, she jumped upon the countertop and fiddled till the dancers dropped. She did. Stomping upon the copper top, she did the widow of Brid. And she was fond of fishing boats and all the beardy crew, and partial to a salty kiss or two. And some of them would gruffly whisper, marry me and stay. But blackbirds do their singing from a different bush each day. She had a massive motorbike, she had the widow of Brid. And so she could, when so she wished, ride back home early morning-ish, with her hair in the air and smelling of fish. She did. And every time of a different fish, she did the widow of Brid. And though she did no harm, the neighbours sniffed as neighbours do, and day by day a cankerous rancour grew. And many a pair of front room curtains twitched and shook with rage, for she was wild as blackbirds are. And they were in a cage, they came and broke her window panes. They did of the widow of Brid, spat upon her cycle shed, dragged her out of a Sunday bed, and cropped her hair and shaved her head. They did. They chopped the hair and shaved the head. They did of the widow of Brid. And when her sobs and hiccups stopped, she tidied everywhere. She cleaned the shed, she swept up all the hair. Some few of them came back in shame to ask her would she stay. If you ever startle blackbirds, blackbirds go away. She sold a house and bought a wig. A wig did the widow of Brid. And unrepenting, undeterred, she thundered off to cause a stir in poor old bloody Scarborough. She did. Forget the slit in the window pane. Bugger Brid, I'm still the same. My hair will always grow again. It did. My hair will always grow again. It did.